We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, big time Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan hanging out and overlooking Main Street over here in College Park. We're at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm. You guys want to check it out. It is Earth Day. If you do want to check it out, go to www.themetroatlantaurbanfarm.org. Tiffany's already talking about getting some of these loofah sponge classes going on right now. Bo's going to create a circular garden because he has a history as far as farm work
goes. He's a farmer.
That he's really excited about.
At his core.
You know, they were farming horses, but not farming horses.
Yeah,
is what
not
he wanted
what you
us
think.
To know. Not what you would think.
Out of the three of us, there's only one of us that's ever planted a garden, and it ain't you two.
Well, that doesn't – look, just because you planted it doesn't mean it thrived.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sure that everything died.
Ma'am, I'm
positive
make
that everything
some
died.
Great fresh
and I've also – you know
wait,
what? Don't
discredit
me.
Wait, your mom, but did you plant
well, yeah, who do you think planted it? Now, my grandmother maintained a lot of it, my granddad, but I did a lot of that work. Well, so.
Tiff, this is – like, he's grandstanding so hard to try to act like he's a good old boy from Paulding County.
He is.
And he's
he
not.
Is.
He
is so
grandstand.
This man threw the deuces up to Paulding County so fast and moved to Buckhead that your head would spin.
You know, right?
You know what I mean? And now he's trying to act like he's some kind of, you know what I mean?
You know what?
Anyhow.
Jeff, let me give you some shade. I'll stand in front of you
to block
the sun. But Mike, I hope he gets
thank
blinded
you.
Over there.
Well,
because what he doesn't know is I am twice the farmer than he'll ever be.
Well, just listen, Bo wants to be Farmer Fred. He also probably at one point in his life wanted to be Howie Schwab. Howie Schwab passed away this weekend at age 63. For those of y'all that do not remember him, he had an 80-episode run.
Beat the Schwab.
Stump the Schwab.
Loved it.
Not
I watched
beat the
it.
Schwab. Stump the Schwab on ESPN. Longtime ESPN producer. Guys, he had 80 episodes of Stump the Schwab. He went 64-16 against his competition. Just one of the great historians in just about every sports category you can think of. And anybody that remembers that run on Stump the Schwab, for me, it was must-see TV. I had to watch Stump the Schwab, man.
Yeah, I watched it back in the day. I think it was on, I want to say ESPN 2 or ESPN News. It was on.
The Deuce.
I think it was on like at 6 o'clock, so it was around the time that SportsCenter was on back in the day. Yeah, I watched it. I saw that. I felt bad. It was, he was.
Sad
he was
news, yeah.
He was like, they have that guy now that tries to be like the smart producer that works with Mike Greenberg on their show.
Yeah.
And
there's been a number of Schwabs that have come along. I mean, the Bear, honestly, Chris Felica is kind of in that category, although he focuses a little bit more on gambling than he does some other stuff.
Well, and he got his start because he was like Herb Street's personal producer for so long. And then Herb Street helped catapult his career, really. And I give Herb Street credit. He saw that, that Chris Felica was more than just a goofy producer. Now he is a big-time guy. He worked. He jumped ship to Fox and making a ton of money, but the Schwab was a legend in his own right.
He sure was, man. Obviously, gone too soon. I think it was Dick Vitale that tweeted that you know, he was going through a number of health issues in his last couple of weeks. But nonetheless, man, a sad loss because it just seems like, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up watching that late 90s ESPN, early 2000s, and it just seems like some of those guys, I mean, Stuart Scott kind of fits in there, that you've lost some of those guys. It just, oh, man, I hate it. I
They're
hate
doing
when
a
you
30
hear some
for
of those
30
guys go.
For Stuart Scott. I don't know if you saw
great.
That.
That's awesome,
pretty
man.
Cool, and I'm sure his daughters will be a part of that, his family.
Yeah.
Yep.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.